hits that time of year. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Coming back to Pittsburgh for two shows on December 22nd, 3:30 and 8 p.m. at PPG Paints Arena. And here to spend a few minutes with us, one of the great guitarists of the entire universe. His name is Joel Hoekstra. How are you doing today, Joel?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for the kind words.
Now, we have to remind everybody, those that know and maybe some that don't, that you are also one of the guitarists in Whitesnake, one of the twin guitarists with David Coverdale's Whitesnake. And, of course, you share those axe duties with one of our hometown boys, Reb Beach. So we want dirt. Give me some dirt about what Reb's like on the road.
Reb? Oh, man. I mean, you know, he's one of the funniest guys in the business, so he's awesome in addition to being obviously an awesome guitar player. So, no, man, I dig working with Reb. We're having a good time. It's a great band, good lineup right now. We have a new album out, Flesh and Blood. Everybody can go check that out. Mm-hmm. And as far as dirt on Reb, I mean, there's some things I can't unhear that I've heard from him, but, you know, they're not suitable for the airwaves.
Of course, you'll be back in town with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, as we mentioned, and tickets for that show are on sale right now, LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster.com. And what's new this year for Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
So what we're doing is we're bringing back the story on the front half that really started it all, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, but it's reimagined and for a new generation, so to speak, I think is the phrase we're going with. So there's going to be some tweaks to it, and in the second half of the show, people can always just plan on that bigger and better magnitude of the production kind of thing and focusing on having fun with the audience.
When we first announced that you guys were coming, and before details on ticket sales and all that was announced, there was a lot of buzz on social media that songs like Old City Bar and Ornament are going to be played for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a few of the songs from that opera have made their way into it, obviously, as we've been playing the second half of the show over the last, gosh, how long has it been since we've done Christmas Eve and Other Stories now? Maybe 6, 7 years, 8 years are we up to? So now that we're heading back to Christmas Eve and Other Stories, it's cool to get some of the ones that didn't make the back half. So people are, you know, Old City Bar has been a fan favorite for years. So it's going to be exciting to play that.
What kind of Christmas event when you were a kid, you know, going to shows?
You know, my father conducted the Apollo Chorus in Chicago, so we'd often go to watch him conduct the Messiah, which was always a cool thing. And outside of that, it was really just the standard kid stuff, you know, just having Christmas, getting your presents. And but, you know, my parents were both heavily involved in church music, so I was always always going to church and always a big part of my mom always recruited me to either sing in the choir or play in the handbell choir.
There you
stuff,
go.
You know, so she had me gigging before I really gigged with bands.
My mom used to do every Christmas would drag me to see the Nutcracker. It was torturous after a while, going to see the Nutcracker. A fine show, but hey, you know.
We've got better pyro than them.
That's right.
The bottom line.
That's right. And you guys could move better on stage. Am I correct?
Ballerinas have nothing on us. I mean,
that's... amazed year after year of coming to see your shows, and there is a wide variety of people in the audience. There's the young, the middle-aged, the old. There are grandparents that are bringing their grandchildren to see the show, and everyone is rocking along. How do you explain that popularity?
You know, it's something that we marvel at all the time, but I think it's the fact that there's something there for all ages. So you get people that, you know, can bring their entire family there, and it's not like the parents need to drag the kids there being miserable. They love all the video elements and all the pyro and to a degree all the rocking of it. And the parents usually dig the story, and they like the fact that it's something that's family friendly. You know, you're obviously not going to be exposed to any kind of language or anything like that that the kids can't hear. And the performers are out on the floor playing right in front of you. So often that's like inspires kids to pick up instruments or take it more seriously. And it's just something across the board that makes people happy. And obviously, I think it's $1 from each ticket sold this year goes towards a local charity. And over the years, that's we've managed to allocate about $16 million to local charities. So that makes us feel good that we're doing something good on the way through. And there's just so much to love about TSO.
TSO, one of rock's most charitable bands, as you mentioned. This year, $1 from every one of those tickets are going to WQED-TV and the Dollar Energy Fund. And to explain the popularity of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Billboard magazine has placed TSO number 25 on the top touring artists of the decade. Joel Hoekstra, thank you for spending a few minutes with us here. We'll see you in December, December 22nd. Two shows. Can't wait for this rock holiday tradition to come back for another year. Thanks, Joel.
Awesome. Thanks for your time.